Hey y'all, it's your girl Ride to the End, and you are now tuned in to One Fam Radio. So turn them volumes up and lock in, because we about to give y'all another classic.
Oh, you think you triggered? But just imagine how I feel. Listen, it's none of your concern how I'm moving now. Let your humble stumble cut me loose without a care. How feelings deep like the Pacific for you. That everything gon' bend it back for you. I'm with niggas that ain't good for my aura, but they convenient. They on a job because it's blatant that you're fading for the worst and got me contemplating. Wondering why your energy shifted, what got you slipping? Faded texts, late night calls, who got you acting different? Is it them bitches gassing you cause you up now? So the shine wouldn't change up your heart, but you lost now. Got me wanting to delete your text thread right off my list now. Won't have my name attached to a nigga who cannot turn down. Pussy from them birds who ain't ride, but I guess I learned my loyalty ain't mean shit. But I guess it's none of your concern.
Yo. Listening to One Fam Radio. You still got your boy Mar Mills.
Yes, sir.
What's up,
E Tuck, and the man of the hour, Blizzy Black.
Listen, he gonna stop ducking talking.
He gonna stop ducking.
He get
talking.
In this corner, dog.
Oh, he shot today.
He got his days, cause he be a superstar. Like, he was gonna bring it home today if I couldn't make it here. I was betting. No, I was gonna send him a solo text. Like, listen, bro, it's up.
Also, too, man, it's SP. Everybody keep calling me Tup or something like that.
They don't know the names.
We gotta get that faces to the names.
I mean, yeah, to the voices.
What's this, episode 6?
Yes, sir.
I'm going back to station.
It's
32, man.
6.
I got him.
Who we got in the building?
Yeah, we got a special guest in the building.
Yeah, we got a special guest in the building.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, hey, guys. How are y'all doing today?
We doing good.
Fun fact about Ra. She ran a podcast, so we ain't gonna let her come up here act like she don't know.
I was formerly coming on to the thing, but of course not.
Yeah, we got a special guest also. Her name Ra. She a poet, artist, and she do a little bit of everything.
And she rapped on the beginning of this episode.
I do not rap.
What was that?
It was a challenge. Shout out to Just O. He do these little challenges, and he did one called Fine Wine and Raps, and he did a Janae Aiko one, and he knows like I'm a huge Janae fan, so he's like, you know, I did this one, and I'm like, are you not gonna be talking shit and think I'm not gonna respond? So I wrote that poem to that instrumental like months ago, but like I've always been afraid to like speak. Like, recite my poetry online because, like, my voice is, like, really heavy.
It don't sound too bad online.
Yeah.
It don't sound like the normal.
We looked you up.
Oh, you
did a little research.
We did something.
But it sounded like a rap. But in the video, I'm like, I am not a rapper.
Yeah, she said some hard shit. I had to crop the video. And she was like, I'm not a rapper. I was like,
don't get it. No, I'm not a rapper. Yeah. I am a poet.
I thought we was going to get a freestyle at the end of this draw.
Oh, my God. Now just call me Eve.
I should have took the other footage.
So
no, I'm not a rapper, guys. Like
everybody got a little rap in them.
Clearly you just heard it.
Is it as far as writing that poetry, right?
Yeah.
Because what you did was write bars to where
it went with the beat.
Right.
Normally
when you write your
when
poetry.
I write my poetry, it doesn't go to any type of sound or any type of sequence. Like, I mean, if you're reciting it, of course it goes into a sequence, but writing it with a beat is like you have to measure your words and your lines so it can fit in the sequence of the song. So that was a little challenging, but not too bad.
Yeah, because some poems, like, it'd be like, nah, like a freeway rap, like the word rhyme and the beat down the street. Like, you know what I'm saying? So it takes a little minute for you to catch the
poetry. It's not really about rhyming, right?
Poetry is more so about rhyming your last, like, word. Like, of each line, the word that ends it, you will rhyme it with the next line with the word that ends it. Like each ending should rhyme at least for two lines in a row
without the beat.
Without the beat.
Yeah, but so you can
I mean, I've been to a poetry show sometimes. Like some poets don't follow that.
Yeah,
not necessarily. I think that's the difference between poetry and like spoken word.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah. Can you explain the difference between that?
So, I mean, I'm no guru, but
no.
According to like my understanding, it's like if you write poetry, like you had different forms of poetry, like haiku poems and things of such. But they rhyme, like the lines rhyme, but spoken word is just like you're just going off of whatever topic you're elaborating on.
Gotcha. And can I ask you a question, just so you know, mm-hmm. just for our listeners, if you can just introduce yourself and tell us a little bit, like, what age was you when you realized that you had this gift, and what made you start putting this gift on a platform so people can hear you?
Certainly. Well, my name is Ryan. People call me Ry. People call me Ry to the End. That was my radio name, Ry to the End. That's what I use on the podcast. But I started writing poetry when I was in high school, like 13, 14 years old in the ninth grade. And it was just like I thought people wouldn't care to hear it. It was just something I just did. Like last year, around top of last year, I was going through some things. Like my mom was diagnosed with cancer. In the midst of all that craziness, I had kind of like fell in love with somebody. And then like I had stopped doing like all of my creative avenues. Like I went to nursing school and I was doing my own podcast and it became too much. Like I was just running it by myself. Like luckily y'all have a group. It was just me. Mm-hmm. So like doing that, I had to give it up to finish school. And it was like after I finished school, it was just like work, come home, work, come home. I was bored. I was depressed. I'm like, I have no creative avenue to express myself. So linked up with Kira. Shout out to Kira. Mm-hmm. No, I don't care. She's an author and a poet and a writer. And she was like, you know what? Like, let me hear what you got. Like, I want to see what you got. And I was like, it's like being vulnerable. You like open yourself up because you write like personal stuff, like real deep things. So I was like, you know, on some Badu shit, like I'm an artist, but I'm sensitive about my shit. So don't judge me. And she was like, yo, like you can actually like put some shit together. Like you could write. And I'm like, really? Like you enjoy it? And then over time, I just built up the confidence to share it on Instagram. And I was like, oh, my God, I was at work. And I posted it like 9. And I just turned my phone off. I'm like, I don't even want to see how many likes this shit get. I don't want nobody to say nothing bad. I don't want to see anything. I just, you know, I just want to post it and leave it there. And then surprisingly, people were just like responding to it very, very well. Like they were just like, wow, like I didn't know you could write or, you know, this is great. And I'm like, holy shit, like. Who knew like this gift that I did back at the lunch table on a little notepad could turn into something like this, you know, and that led to me publishing my own poetry book last year.
Oh, congratulations. Yeah, congratulations. That's big.
Yeah, it's called Situations Volume 1. You know, it's a love story. Bunch of poems turned into a love story. So
is it available for purchase?
Yes, it's on Amazon.com. You can search Situations Volume 1 by Ryan V. Bryant and you will find it. It's a red cover.
Yeah, tune on and get that. Tune in.
Yeah, yeah. One thing I like about Ry is that she's one of them rare people that give that support with no ROI. Like she just she's supportive of everybody. So
I don't see where the problem is with support. I mean, it costs nothing.
Yeah.
To show somebody love or you know, and it's not even a thing of if I like it. It may not be something for me, but that doesn't necessarily mean it's not for people that follow me or people that interact with me on social media. So a quick retweet, a quick post can bring someone else some, you know, customers or support, you know, as well. It may be their thing. So it really costs nothing. So when people be like, oh, I don't post, it's bullshit. Like, because you should support anybody. It really takes nothing to support someone.
That's real.
Speaking of
the
other podcast, do you ever think about bringing it back?
It's a thought.
I mean, episodes, like
I did. Well, first of all, I started out in radio on a radio show at PSMG Radio.
Yeah.
And I was a co-host of a podcast called Double Standards Radio. It was myself and a co-host named Doc Holliday. And it was just basically like topics about dating and like the double standards within men and women. Mm-hmm. I was there for about a year and then, you know, we parted ways. And then once again, if I don't have a creative avenue, I'm just like, what the fuck am I supposed to do now? Like, that's why I know I'm a creative at heart, because no matter what avenue I do with my career, I always need a creative outlet. So then I'm like, well, I could do this by myself. Went to, I can't even remember it. Soundwaves Radio. And went there for an interview, and I was like, I don't know if they're going to accept the fact that I'm by myself and I don't have no crew. Like, they're going to let me get a slot, and they actually did. So I did that for about a year with my own podcast, and it was on Apple Music.
And how often was you putting up? Was it once a week?
Once a week.
Once a week?
Once a week. It would do a live airing, and then I would take those recordings and put it on Apple Music and SoundCloud. And that was fun. Like, but it's a thought. I mean, when I started writing poetry, it kind of was like, did I want to return to podcast? But I felt like at the place where I was in life, I wasn't that girl anymore. Like when I was doing podcasts and I was out partying, promoting myself, I had bodysuits, t-shirts with my podcast name on it. So if you see me, you seen Roz World on my shit. So it was like I was promoting myself, but I don't go out like that. I don't party like that no more. Like I'm a nurse now. I got to carry myself different. So it was like, you know, maybe I should do something that I could express myself, but be more like recluse as well. So it's a thought, you know, a couple people say, you know, why don't you bring it back? But I see how I feel. It all goes off the vibe, how I feel.
Do you have any like showcases coming up or anything like that? I seen some on your social media.
Yes, I mean, with this Rona shit.
Oh,
it's fucking up everything.
So much stuff really stopped.
You know what I'm saying? So, I mean,
what they saying,
we're playing it by ear. It's not necessarily canceled.
But y'all got
it's
to
not,
the end of
it's the end of April. It's April 26th. So it's a Sunday at, what's that? Modern Day Studio. Shakira, the lady I mentioned earlier, she's hosting a poetry show. It's called Poets of Passion with myself and a few other ladies. And hopefully, if Rona don't, you know, shut that down, you know, we can have a good time.
Hopefully this shit.
I think we all feel about Rona the way everybody feel about Trump right now.
No, I hate Rona more than Trump right now.
Yeah.
I hate Rona more than Trump.
Yo, it's crazy. When I was leaving my gig, it was like,
he disrespectful too.
Who?
Mar.
Listen, when we were leaving, when I was leaving my gig, right, they was like, you know, we get the routes or whatever. So they gave me two extra routes today.
Mm-hmm.
And they like, next week, just, you know, wait for the call. You might or might not get.
Wow.
No route at all?
They playing it by air as far as what stores open and what stores don't.
They're trying to shut the city down.
So. Yeah, I mean, to be honest, how I feel about it, I do think it's blown out of proportion, but if it's a real problem, that's the only way we're going to take care of it.
Speaking from a healthcare professional point of view, it's not totally blown out of proportion because of how fast it's spreading.
Yeah.
Like the virus is what is called a droplet precaution. So basically saying like if you cough and expel your mucus or whatever, like the droplets from a cough in the air, it can reach 6 to 8 feet. And that alone can spread the actual virus.
Right.
Now, have I seen other viruses that have the same type of precautions or other precautions that could spread just as fast that they did not take seriously like this? Yes, absolutely. But I feel like the media is like constantly focusing on the deaths and like reporting like this person is dying. These many people are dying. Not considering the fact that there may be predisposed elderly people, immunocompromised people, people who would catch the flu or a cold and could die the same way.
This is easy.
You know, so it,
the piggyback off of that, actually I work at Jefferson.
Okay.
They kind of chalked the death up to the coronavirus, not knowing that the lady that came in had pneumonia.
Right.
And she was like maybe in her 80s. And
right.
Already,
I heard about that case.
Yeah. She was already, like, basically, she was already on the way out the door.
Yeah. You have an 80 some year old person alone without the pneumonia. They're already on their way out the door. They catch something that's a respiratory illness. But adding pneumonia onto that factor, of course, that's not going to lead to anything good. But they just like, oh, well, this person died in this case. You'd be like, okay, she was damn near dead, like one foot on a banana peel. But
yeah, they don't show you the recovery rate, though.
No.
That's the crazy part.
No. And to be honest, I think we all kind of had it already. That's my honest opinion.
Yeah, me too.
Like in December and January, like everybody was getting like upper respiratory illnesses and the flu, quote unquote. I had it when I came and I came back from traveling, which was in January.
Yeah. Hold on. Go ahead,
Chad. Yeah, no, I'm just, I mean, I agree. I mean, but it sucks. But I mean, if, you know, the only way we going to be entertainment is
shut it completely down.
Because if things still moving, there's no way to contain it. Especially
with
no
vaccine. People aren't listening.
So, I mean,
people never listen.
I mean, I rode through Brooklyn. It looked like when Biggie funeral, when he rode through Brooklyn.
Oh, shit.
They was outside. I rode through Flatbush to get here. Like,
yeah, I mean,
if anybody not like, listening, they really
I'm definitely going to be affected by it. Like if it shut down, like 100%. But
I'd rather that than it got to stop.
Yeah,
but at least do a shutdown. At least in probably like 2 to 3 weeks, they can cease a little bit of something. Yeah. Yeah. And then we could progress forward. Like, with everybody still acting as if this is nothing.
It's going to head
still
into the
going
summer.
Yeah, and you fucking up my summer. Like,
come I need my tan. Like,
I got a couple trips coming up.
I need my tan. I already booked. I ain't even afraid. I booked the cheap-ass flight when the flights went plummeting. Listen, you're not messing up my trade.
I bought 4 tickets to Venice, Italy back in December.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Good for y'all.
That money is gone.
Wow.
I mean, that's crazy.
Like, people are having, like, what, like, house parties. Like, they say it's social distancing. Like, what the fuck do you think is going to happen when you have 20 people in one area?
Cough.
Who really don't know if they got it or not.
That's stupid to me. Yeah. Like, y'all can't not party that much.
Have a lifestyle party.
I seen something say something about mosquitoes. They trying to say mosquitoes could
I mean, I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah. What's I about to say? Oh, I sent this to them. Right, and I found this word. I don't know what made me come across this word. A pseudonym. You ever heard of it?
A pseudonym. Yes, I have, but I can't recall the exact definition.
I can't.
It's like a rap name for authors.
Yes, 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 yes. I don't know. Raw Sugar.
Raw Sugar.
I like that. That was a good one. That was a good one.
And that was fresh too.
Yeah, that was a good one.
That was fresh.
That was a good one.
All right, so let me ask you this, right? In your opinion, we're going to clear the lane, let you speak.
Okay.
What is the disconnect between men and women in 2020? In social media and society?
I would say to the comprehend, like, it's not like listening. Like, people would say, okay, communication is the biggest key, but people could communicate and lack comprehension. So I think the lack of comprehension and vulnerability, you know, is two of the biggest disconnects when it comes to men and women. Because men, they say what they want to say about how they feel and how things should be. And then women, they'll hear that, but they won't listen to understand why they feel that way and vice versa.
Or do you think it's the way that the men communicating it to women?
Some men do communicate in an effective way, and women don't want to hear it because they already have previously, they're biased. They have a biased, you know, outlook on the way men are, and judging from their previous negative experiences, yes, they project that onto every relationship they come across with the male species.
Yeah, we just
scoring women.
Scoring
women. No,
and that's vice versa. That's vice versa.
It could be scoring men too.
Yeah, that's vice versa.
Scoring women and men.
Or somebody cheating on you, yeah, like, you're like, you know what? This not going to happen again.
You ain't opening up.
Yeah, you're not gonna say nothing. You ain't gonna meet new people.
Or they won't even open themselves up to a woman. Like, they could say, I want a woman that is X, Y, and Z. I want her to stay home. I want her to have a good job. I don't want her to party, and get said woman, and then won't open up to her and won't be the man, you know, that he was to the person that broke his heart.
Yeah.
Because he's already hurt. A lot of people carry around a lot of hurt feelings, and they're not healing, like, before going into these new situations. So that's another thing too. People don't heal properly.
That's real.
Oh, no. That's like the biggest
she touched
thing,
home.
Like,
everybody come with
no, not even because
she a therapist too.
Yeah. Because like, when I was out there dating, like, everybody come with a story.
Yeah.
But it was cool though, because I had mine, you know what I'm saying? But it was like, they had too much energy. Like, I was talking to this one girl, and she was like, her baby dad was like a deadbeat or whatever. And she kept saying how, like, we in the texting stage, but she keep bringing him up. I wish he died. And then she like, I'm on his live arguing with him. Like,
red flag.
Yeah, like, you gotta get out of here. Like, yeah, like, I had to, like, you too hateful. Like, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like,
it's like, you gotta be mindful of the shit you went through, but that doesn't mean, like, carry that into every situation that you enter.
That's easy said than done.
It is,
people.
But that's a self-aware type of thing, like, decision you have to make. Like, okay, I've been cheated on, but I'm not gonna walk into it and be like, oh, all niggas cheat. No, because they don't. You gotta pay attention. And a lot of times we hurt our own self by ignoring the red flags. Like, we ignore it because we see a person as like, okay, we put them on a pedestal, and we ignore everything that's going on just because we have an idea of how we want them to be. And it doesn't necessarily mean that that's what has to go down. Like, you gotta be aware all around, like, 100%.
Love is blind.
True. Yeah. True. We've all been guilty of that.
Yeah.
I'm glad she said it, because if we was This is he said.
This
that.
Is the stuff so, that we go through on the timeline,
yeah,
though,
yeah,
don't we?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because people like hate love, like
I understand.
They hate. They don't never want to. This my whole thing.
But like, you can't be happy without love.
People
in
love.
My opinion.
People love love. They don't love to hate.
You can't be happy without love.
That gut feeling when you like get caught cheating on, or when you lonely and miss that person. Some people never want to feel that again, and yeah. they will fight it as long as they want. Like you got people that say stuff like, "You do something weird, I'm gonna cut you off, and that's it. You're not doing nothing weird.
I swallow a jean jacket before yeah, I take another nigga yeah, serious.
I'm never posting this. and you ain't doing nothing weird. You just did something familiar." To something first basically, sign or something. Oh, you like that water? Oh, that's the kind of water you like. Y'all niggas like cold water. All y'all niggas like cold water. All y'all the same. That's yo. Why I don't be liking y'all.
I'm like, it's back to what she said. It's just people not giving themselves enough time to heal.
Yeah.
Like you jumping from one situation to the next.
People do that to get themselves out of thinking about the other person. Like, okay, he fucked up. I'm gonna go get me another nigga. Like, and you really. And this is coming from a woman, like, you really cannot do that.
Yeah.
Like, you really got to take time to yourself and just be like, yo, let me cool out. Make sure that what I'm feeling is solidified and before I move on, because you're just going to keep on bouncing around, not to mention how many times you're going to be sleeping around or dealing with people. Like, you're just going to be making bad, irresponsible
body
decisions.
Body count super high now.
But that's from men and women, because men do the same thing. They get hurt with a woman and then be like, all right, well, fuck all these hoes. I'm going to just go out on a weekend and bag a bunch of chicks and just be sleeping with them just to
we all have
mask
done
their
it.
Hurt.
And that's what I was trying to tell you last
I ain't
week.
Do it. I don't know what you're talking
we all
about.
Have
I ain't
done
do
it.
It.
We all have done it.
Hypothetically.
I never
it
did
it. Big.
I never did it.
Listen,
lies.
Like.
Yeah, I have done it.
I was trying, you know, this what I was hurt. Trying to say last mm-hmm. week. Like, you would go out, get 6 or 7 numbers, right? Do whatever. Like, when you say going on 4 dates in a week
weekend,
was weird.
Yeah.
You do all that, and then when you really sit down and really think about it, now it's 6 unsaved numbers because you be like, she ain't it. I'm deleting this. Yeah. What you looking for ain't
but it's
there.
Too much energy, though.
Yeah, wasted time and energy.
It takes too much energy,
but like
man.
You said,
especially when
you're
working,
taking your mind
like,
off mm-hmm. of the previous.
Yeah. Yeah.
But if you have a sense of like stuff to do, you really don't have time to get caught up in the bullshit. Like you,
I ain't gonna lie.
Don't.
No, but what you said though, right? A lot of people not really driven. Where you yeah. took your hurt and you turned it into something positive. You put it more into your
I mean,
what you were trying to accomplish.
Creative
mm-hmm.
side,
nurse.
But I think
yeah. your creative yeah. side. Mm-hmm. Most people don't like if you're not striving for nothing, you can't turn that hurt into nothing.
Right.
But I also think with some men, like let's say that hurt, but at one point it was good. So that feeling was good, but then once you get hurt. You still, you know, you still want that good feeling. Coming home happy, like,
yeah.
you know, when they ask you for overtime, they're not fuck overtime, right. go home.
It's
you know
nothing
I mean?
Like
so,
being in love.
So when
yo.
You,
it
when,
is
when,
nothing
you know
like,
mean?
Like it.
So if you ever, like, if someone ever been in real love or ever been in happy, to
my,
me, I think it would be love. Hard just to get rid
today.
Of with somebody.
Go like,
home,
oh,
you
deep high today. We got to talk about love more.
No, that's yeah. it.
No,
like, if
love
you, if somebody
is
really
real.
Ever,
love is some
yeah,
real.
If you've ever been
from,
in love and you got that good feeling,
love is
if something, if something don't, like, this don't work out, like, I mean, I don't know if I can sit in the background. I got to chase that love again. Like, that's part of my motivation why I work
but,
every day.
Yeah. See, the thing,
you know what I mean?
I wouldn't
it's part
say
of that motivation.
Chase it, though. Don't chase the love. Like
chase you, right?
You not even
well, I mean,
that,
oh,
but it's just like
you.
When you chasing it, that's when you keep on coming across the bullshit because you're trying to find probably that well. Feeling again in whoever you come across. Like you gotta kind of just sit still sometime, like and be still. Like I know this kind of like religious, but like be still and let the universe or let God do the work for you.
Yeah. No, what you're saying is real. Like for me, for my situation, it was more so. I always been focused on trying to figure out what my lane is.
Mm-hmm.
And me finally figuring out what my lane is and putting my energy efforts towards that, somebody, I wound up finding somebody
right.
within that.
Within
you know,
that realm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
like, so to me looking, it just came to me, so.
Right.
I know what you mean by that.
You love her, too.
How you feel about marriage? How you feel about
it.
Marriage?
I oh, I want to get
it.
Married. And it's funny because I did not want to get married. Because I grew up in a, I like, and when you grow up, it sometimes plays a part. I grew up in a single parent home. My mom and dad were not together. I saw a lot of chaos growing up. So I always felt like, oh, marriage is overrated. you know, but it wasn't until I got older and looking at the whole dynamic is how the man is supposed to lead the family and lead you as the wife. You know, that's when I started realizing, like, marriage is really a dope thing to have, but it's not, anybody's not, I'm just not going to submit to anybody.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have to be a leader. You have to be a leader. You have to be able to lead myself, my family, you know, into better decisions, or make the decisions for the household and financially, spiritually, and all that. So once I find that in a man, as I'm submitting 1,000%.
Like, can I ask you this question?
What's up?
Would you be comfortable if you made more than your significant other?
I mean, that's circumstantial. I feel like you can't really base their, I mean, I don't know. Because can, like, so me making more than you,
can you still let him lead some?
Yeah.
Men can lead. I believe that that can be possible, but.
No, but can do you?
I don't know, because I've never been in that situation.
Right.
So I can't speak on that.
How would you feel if you want to get married, but he don't, but he get married because that's what you want to do?
No. You have to desire it just like
a lot
I
of
do.
That going on now.
That happens, I mean, already.
I think so. I mean, because it's, no. I mean, I don't know. Maybe it's men and how we grew up. But we, you know, we get married sometimes.
Where's
and, you
the
know,
fun in that? Like, where's the fun in you being my forever if you did not desire?
He still want to be your forever, but the whole idea
that means we're
married.
Not on the same page.
I think that.
Like,
that,
what's going to change from being married and not?
I mean, we're not on the same page, regardless. Like, to say, you want to be my forever, but you don't want to get married.
But what I'm saying
is wasting time.
He don't want to get married, but he will get married just to make you happy.
No.
Make
that's
like,
no.
That's like
no.
Losing
yourself.
I don't like,
huh?
I don't like this water, but I'm going to drink it because you're standing right here.
That's compromising.
Yeah.
It is
still,
compromising yourself.
You do compromise, but not, I don't think
yeah,
that much.
That's not the type of compromise.
You don't compromise that much.
That's basically like you just all right, I'm with you until I'm going to marry you, but this not really what I want for real. Basically, so you commit into that because you know that's a good girl.
That's
but
you submit.
You waiting, yeah, you waiting
that's
to come
how,
across.
That's how
better.
Cheating happens. That's,
yeah.
That's how cheating
yeah.
happens.
No, for sure.
No, yes, no. It See, is because
I think
you did not want that.
Yeah.
If you wanted that, there would be no discussion. There would never be no, like, controversy.
You get married when you know that's the one you want to be with for sure. Like, nothing else. That's when you get married. That's how you get engaged. You take the steps and all that. If you're not ready for that, don't do that.
I feel as though that should be in any relationship. Once we say we serious, it should be that period.
As far as what?
Let's say, listen.
Oh, get married?
Yeah.
But
no,
that's not everybody's intent. That's something that you have to verbally communicate openly.
So-called marriage then.
Some people date for shits and giggles. Like, some
yeah,
people just date
just
to just have a boyfriend or a girlfriend.
Yeah.
No intent to marry. If I'm in a relationship, at this point, I'm 30. If we're in a relationship, my intent is to marry you. Otherwise, I'm not taking you serious. That's it. I don't have to. Why do I have to take you serious if I don't intend on marrying you?
Yeah.
I could leave you
so
where
it,
you
it
at.
So it just got to be, he can't, what I'm saying is.
What are you saying?
If someone get married, that's what I'm saying. Like, if someone get married just to make you happy, not saying that all that stuff
no.
that can't happen.
It's not her marriage. It's your marriage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's compromise.
Boom. There you go, Black.
No, I'm just saying. Because you do that, right?
Uh-huh.
Now you sick.
Yeah, you sick.
No, that's
real
some people
sick.
That's some people that didn't wasn't
but
you know
she's,
ready
she's
for
saying
that commitment
lead and submit. You do that, get married. You don't want to get married. That's
no, I'm
you
just
submitting.
Thinking like
you're submitting
people,
as the
yeah.
husband.
That ain't it.
Yeah, I think in some relationships, if you want to you know say let's be serious, let's do this. All that. This is the one. I should be the one. If you say I'm serious, if we move in together.
Listen,
everyone is the one. If you want,
I'm just saying. Listen, because sometimes marriage is sometimes just a piece
of
paper.
Some of this stuff watered down too. Some people move in just because.
Yeah, but
there's
a lot of stuff. I ain't talking about this. So I think it's getting misconstrued. I'm just talking about like the it's a group of men.
I don't think that's something that you could just assume. Like you can't just say okay because we verbally said oh I want to be serious. That does not mean that you want to be married to me. That does not mean you want to be my husband or lead our family. That does not mean that.
Some people.
That means you want to be serious with me. You want to take me off the market. You don't want me to be anybody else's chick.
Yeah. Yeah.
You want to be my nigga.
That's not
it.
Officially
that's
though.
Yeah.
What's the fastest y'all ever
that's
fell
the
in
same
love?
Thing?
3 days. Same.
Damn it, man.
What's the fastest?
30 seconds.
Same.
Nice. I think it was like, I only been in love one time for real. So that was one girl.
That was
like
Delaware?
You was Delaware?
You know the story when you was in college.
Yeah, I was in college. I fell in love, but then like the first week.
That was love. You was young too, so it was love.
Yeah, yeah.
Look, but hindsight, you know that wasn't love.
That's a good question.
I would say it was. I would say it was. Me, I really was.
What made it say it though? I wanna ask
everything. I mean, at the time, it just, to me, everything felt right.
Felt right. Okay. That's fair enough.
Like I was like, I knew it was real when you visualizing 10 years from now with this person.
I wanna ask you a question.
That's love? I'm in love with every chick.
Right? I mean, no, but then again, it's also situation. I don't do that with every chick. Most chicks, I can't see past a week if it's not that.
But we potting today.
I gotta ask you something. I gotta ask you something off air. I gotta ask you something off air. Just remind me when we leave. I don't want to put you on the spot.
I don't know like the fastest I got in love, but I noticed when I was in love when something happened.
Like yeah. What? I'm that type of person.
Yeah, I don't know, but for once, some girl ran away from her house and she came in my house back in Harrison Street, and I was hiding her in my crib, and I was like cooking for her.
She was a straightaway. Like what?
Oh, yeah, you find yourself doing stuff.
I was doing stuff like that. I'm like, yo, I really love this girl.
Was it love or was it because it was in-house pussy?
No, it was love. Like I was doing stuff for her, like that little, you know, that small Kmart check. She was getting half of it.
So it was around the Kmart time. I'm trying to. I know what it is.
We ain't saying no names.
I know what it is.
That's funny. But at the end of the day, she broke my heart though.
Nah, because you know it's a difference. Like because it's in-house pussy, you might feel as though it's love. But yeah, you don't want that. Yeah, you don't want that to leave, so you're gonna keep cooking for her so she don't go nowhere. You know what I mean?
This only like she only stayed for like 2 days. That day she got the one. Her parents knew where she was at and everything.
How long for you?
Pop came on with the back
like, and all that. Instantly.
Yeah, like you go to hang up and be like, all right, bye. Be like, all right, bye. She hung up on me. It should be quick, yo.
Quick, love you, boy.
Yo, on some real shit, that's how I am, yo.
New generation dark skin niggas.
Yeah, they
light skin for real.
They light skin.
They light skin.
That shit you just said, as far as like seeing the, I be seeing it like, yo, our kids gonna be smart as shit.
But you know what it is? It come from my, that one situation I had. I never wanna feel that heartbreak feeling again. So I always take my time with every situation. I open myself up, but over time.
What's over time though?
Like right now, it's been what, like 6 months? And it's, we still getting there.
Okay.
That's cool.
Like
that's,
I'm there, but I ain't ready to say it to her yet.
Well, you said it on
at least
air,
you're honest. So.
What did she say to you first? Honesty.
Ooh. Man, her always had that back and forth of like who's supposed to say it first. I feel as though a woman should say it first.
Whoever feels it, say it first.
If it's during sex.
No.
You might mess
it don't mean
up.
As much if it's during sex.
Listen, Mar, you can't have that thought though, because you might mess up and lose her. Like she probably feel like you don't love her and be like, all right, I'm out.
But I if he felt time. I don't think he don't no, feel
she
it
said
at
I show
the moment
it.
Though.
She said I show it.
He feel it.
But I yeah, I feel it.
He feel it.
But then she said
just
say
it on the podcast.
He just trying to
say it.
Get him down.
She said all the time, but she always asked me, do you got something you want to say?
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh,
you got something you want to say?
Out of nowhere?
So you feel like she's forcing you?
No, not forcing, because she's I show it.
She know you know. She
she's
know
it, but she's just like, just say it.
She's trying to make you mature.
If you didn't feel it, I would say don't say it, but if you feel it, just say it to her.
Yeah.
It's funny. I'm
don't say
going back to what he said.
I ain't gonna say it today.
Don't say it today.
You said like when you did something for somebody that made you feel like you loved it, that's how you knew you loved that person. I feel like for me, when I was in a situation where it forced me to be a mature person or look at something from a different perspective, like how women, we naturally do shit like just to be aggravating. And the way his conflict resolution was on 1,000, and it just left me in awe. Like, it made me feel like, yo, I gotta step my shit up.
So
you were the real one.
Yeah, I was like, oh wow.
You were the real one.
What things do women do that are aggravating?
Like, if we miss you, we wanna argue. Just to start some shit, just to build us some affection. Like,
shit, damn.
I think men, we interpret it wrong.
Yeah.
I be thinking it's a real argument.
But
no,
it was
I just
like,
done missing you.
I'm a little jalapeno. I'm a little sassy. So when I
I'm
got
not a
sassy,
good arguer, man.
he didn't feed into it. It wasn't no argument. It's like he knew how to handle it in a way where he never got upset. He never like fired back. It was just like that open communication. Like, well, how do you feel about this? And, you know, I communicated why I felt the way. It's like, okay, well, that makes you feel a way. I will definitely change my behavior. Now, do you feel better now that you've gotten that off your chest? And I'm like, holy shit. I'm like, wow. Like,
still in all the bars.
Where
that group at? Where that breed at?
I think everybody find themselves doing that. Like, my girl now, she say, it be like little stuff. I don't like this. Normally, it'd be like, man, fuck out of here. I don't care how you feel.
Right.
But with her, it's more so like, all right, I started to look into it. Like not even knowing, I'd be thinking about it. Like, I'm going to change that.
Right.
Just because she is something that bothers her.
But that's how you know that you love her.
Yeah.
Got him.
The thing I like about my girl, she don't let, like, if we argue, she don't let me go to bed. Like, we arguing, there's no going to sleep on it.
Yeah.
We're not waking up tomorrow.
That all the time.
Yeah, that walk away.
We're getting this off.
That used to be my shit.
And I don't sit there and argue. I laugh. And I'm like, yo, I don't even feel like talking. And I try to walk. She don't let me walk off. None of that.
Yeah,
we
like,
get this off our
arguments,
chest.
I shut down. Like, you on the phone, you would never have an argument with me on the phone.
It's the yelling and screaming. When they get I shut down.
Yeah, like, you would never, on the phone, you would never have an argument with
me. I'm over face to face anyway. I ain't really.
Face to face? I mean, you got me.
Face to face.
Listen, I used to be different. I used to be like a.
You would never, I can't do it.
I used to be a vicious. Text warrior when it came to that.
Me
my
too.
Girl, like, my girl ain't into it. That should just be red. Then that FaceTime get the going on. I can't tell.
What you say? No. What you say?
Yeah, no. But what she do now, she'll wait until I'm in the crib. Like, she. So what you saying?
Mm.
And I can't. Because she won't even blink. Like, she be waiting to see what you said. Like,
right.
Like, but all that walking away and she ain't into that.
But I also I love that reason, though. The reason why I walk away because I'm not a good. So I need to take it in and then come back.
Don't have to yell. Like, if you guys are like, just calmly stating where you had me fucked up, where I had you fucked up, and there's like no screaming and nothing like that, y'all can get both points across and then just come to a conclusion. Okay,
you agree,
disagree.
Would you say to the breed of women that can't, I can't say that word correctly, you can't tell you her side? Like, she's a
like
mute sometimes.
Articulate
she can't, you know. Let's say
Think it through. Like, think your arguments out. I think my arguments. If I feel a way, I gotta organize what I'm finna say before I say, because I don't want to scream. I don't want to curse at you. I don't like cursing at people that I care about. Mm-hmm. Like, if I love you and we're in a relationship, I don't like cursing because I feel like it's a sign of disrespect. Me to curse at a man or call him out his name, call him up the P word or a bitch or something like that.
For me, that's fighting word.
I don't think that's cool.
That's
I never
so,
called that.
So once I word. if I were went that way, I don't respect you as a man. But if I have something to say, if I feel some type of way, I'll think about it of what I want to say to get my point across without being, you know, angry, and then go from there. Right.
Yeah.
But that took time. I wasn't
always
like that.
Maturity or,
I was not always like that.
You got to go through some things.
Yeah, I was not
always
like
that.
That's what
I'm saying.
That's not always the right resolution. Right. Man, get you further.
I want to add first poem. What was it about?
My first poem, it was about the person I was in love with at the time.
I figured.
Do you have
a favorite poet or anything?
No, not even that. A poem that's so personal that you don't share it.
That you
keeping
it
super personal.
I mean,
poem.
I've shared it, but I just won't confirm if it's personal or not.
All right.
Oh, okay.
Oh, all right. So it's probably enough. All right. Mm. Because
so we got y'all figure it out.
I mean, you could try, but
y'all gotta tune in.
If I had no luck, I know you're not gonna have no luck. Because everything that's about, even with my book, people be like, oh, who is this about? What was this about? And I mean, some of them were I have a wild imagination, so I could sit and listen to I'm be honest, 100% of my poems came from sitting in my apartment on my couch off of red wine and listening to music, and I get inspired and then I just start coming up with whatever, whether it be a true story or not. But if it wasn't, I have a crazy imagination. So it's you really can't tell if it was real life or not.
So going to when you said you're a creative person, what for me, when I'm going through something in life, I come up with everything. Last episode when Black was saying with this podcast, you know, I was going through something. So I need something to take my mind off of it. So I start I start creating logos for my shirt, everything. Okay. So like, what drives you?
Music.
To create music?
Music. Music is like my therapy.
Type like, of music you listen to right now?
I listen to, so I'm a real soulful person. So I could listen, I'm got range. Like I could listen to Trevor Dye mixtape or I'm listening to Sade or Janae or Jill Scott. You know, I love Jill like 1,000%. But like it depends on how I'm feeling. It depends on what I'm feeling at the time. But music gets me through my toughest days. Like I don't know.
Music like is not for everybody. Most people, it's like your therapy.
Yeah,
because the person you feel like they talking to you.
Right. And these too.
The crazy part. The crazy part about music. They say music is like the devil. For real. Like if religion.
And religion-wise, music is considered the devil. But it's. I don't know.
They say the devil. That he was like the angel because I don't know. It's something about
angel
music.
Music.
Music could control you.
Can you say that with gospel music?
But that's the thing.
That's genre of music.
Yeah,
it's still music in a way, and it still make you feel a way.
But I did notice that. Like I listen to Rod Wave heavy. Mm-hmm. That's like my favorite artist right now. When I listen to, that's when all the bad shit start coming up. I start getting thoughts and everything. But then I throw in some gospel and I'm cool. So like it do control you.
I mean, for some people it's stronger than others. But I feel like if I want to get through something, I'll listen to something that resonates with me at the moment. And then like you say, I'll turn it around, listen to something that'll uplift me. Like, yeah, you can do like a little Summer Walker for the women. Niggas ain't this, that's that, the third bitch. And then I could turn around and be like, okay, I need something uplifting, something that forces me to think lovely thoughts. Like,
I think music is just like a mood.
Whatever
moves you in, that's what you kind of like.
What's your thought on all these female artists talking about, like, what was the joint we were talking about?
Like selling sex.
Yeah, and like a nigga gotta have basically a drug that like, that was
oh, you talking about that clip?
I ask you, what's your thoughts on dating men? Like, as far as like, do you prefer, I mean, no, my fault, I rewind that back. What's your thoughts on 9-to-5 men?
What's wrong with him? What's wrong with him?
Because it seemed like
I think you're referring to the clip that the young lady from Chicago was saying that she
could. I don't think it's most men. It's just a breed of women.
I feel like
that feel that way. It's not most.
And here's my take on it. A man get into his dollar to take care of himself, his family, that's his business. I'm not going to look down upon him if he's doing what he got to do to take care of his family or himself. A bum nigga that's not doing what he needs to do to make sure his kids have food in their mouths or that he can provide to get himself back and forth to work every day, that's a bum. That's who I don't want to deal with.
Right.
But I think when women have a certain caliber of their professionalism, like their career wise, like they want somebody that's equally yoked, of course.
That's understandable.
Yeah, I mean, it's nothing wrong with it. But I'm not gonna say, like, oh, I don't respect the man that works a 9-to-5. To me, it's not fair. It's not fair to say.
Did you ever have any friends that was with a bum or family members?
I have family members, yeah.
That's with a bum. Have you spoken up to them?
No, it's not my business. I don't have nothing to do with what you do.
No, but as people and people in primary, sometimes they could be stuck.
That's their lesson to learn. You could tell somebody a million times, like, you dating a bum chick or a bum nigga, and they're still going to do what they want to do. People do what they want to do in spite of what anybody
says. They'll turn on you before they...
Yeah, they'll turn on you first.
Yeah.
So in situations like that, you kind of just got to... Like, if someone came to me and was venting about their situation, I'm the type, like... I listen to you. If you want my advice, I'll give it to you. Now, if I see you with the person the next day, that's still your business. That is your battle to fight. It don't have nothing to do with me. Some people take it like super personal and be like, oh, she went back to that nigga. I'm not fucking. That's her battle to fight because we've all been in a place where we may not want to deal with somebody. We may vent about it and we may feel differently. Feelings are strong, like when it comes to making decisions.
You know, just as like, if we say we love people, we should just give that. Sometimes they just need one more person to say it.
No, you got to respect people's decisions, too. You got to respect the person.
You respect it, but you can still like tell them. Just
Everybody responsible for their own actions and their own...
People are wrong.
But if you see something wrong, you're just going to walk...
Look, you can only make a suggestion to a grown adult.
That's all I'm saying.
My little sister, 24... When she dealt with somebody that she didn't like or she made a decision that I didn't approve of, we have one conversation about it. One.
That's all I'm saying. Did you say something? But that's all. Like,
but if that is her choice to go back to that situation and still do what she, that's her life to live. Yeah. I can't live that for her.
This whole family's torn apart of what you're talking about. Because.
So, no, I'm just saying to speak. I'm not saying keep going. Because, you know, you say a hard.
Hard head makes a whole ass.
Like, listen. But I just think you should just at least mention it.
Did you, did you always listen to your parents or your OGs or your cousins or whatever that told you about a bad situation? Did you always listen?
No.
But I took heed in some. Like, it got to a point. Like,
case by case scenario.
But, like, some people around, they see something and won't even say nothing. My whole thing is, like, I have, you know, in my life, just, like, friends, like, hurting themselves and not saying you could have do something or I never spoke on it, but that one voice could have changed the whole perspective. She could have got out.
Yeah.
I'm just speaking on it once. I'm not saying just, yeah, that's what you want to do. No, it's, you see something wrong, I think we should say something.
No, I get what she's saying because we.
But just turn a blind eye to someone we say we love or care about.
Listen, remember growing up.
How much do we love or care about them? And we gonna turn a blind eye.
No,
to
it depends. It's like you said, it's situational. Because look, remember growing up, right? Two of our homies. We ain't gonna say the names on air, but remember, main man fall in love with chicks, and the chick, y'all know what I'm telling you. The chick, she tried to get one of our homies some. So me being, I'm like, yo, like he was about to go at my friend, like, yo, you try to talk to my girl. I'm like, yo, that's not what happened at the party. She was trying to mess with, and you know what I'm talking about. And them two was about to fight. To this day, they don't like each other. But it's like now me knowing how he is, I would never do that again. You just on your
depends.
Own.
It depends. It's very case by case scenario. You can't just say that's across everybody. The board. And like you gotta speak on them because, like you said, if you know the type of person that like they hard headed, they gotta find out the hard way.
Yeah, I think it's the people that you love and care about. I don't think that a lot of people can just put in like 40 people they love and care about. If too, I think you throwing that love word out or that family or my brother, like that's the one thing I got a problem with. People, oh, that's my nigga, that's my boy. I got a problem. They throw that word around too loosely.
I heard you earlier. They said you call everybody your bro. Your mama's was a hoe.
Yeah. that's my bro. Like, that's my guy. I got a problem with that.
I think that's just the lingo. I don't necessarily think it has any substance to it.
I got 40 you people I can say I love. Is.
I'm going to say you don't have 40 people that you love. Like, you don't
love and care about.
I got 40 friends I can say I love.
That's big for you.
Yeah, I wouldn't say that. 40 friends. I might.
I'm not talking about just like that we grew up with. Is y'all plus is other people that I know.
There's
40 people I can say that like really got my well-being. I can say 40. Now family.
What's a form of self-love that you exercise?
Ordering stuff from Amazon once a week.
You stole that from me.
First of all, no, I didn't. You just
ordered nothing this week.
Yeah, because what we gonna do?
Like,
going to the nail salon and getting my nails and my feet done. Listening to music, taking time. Sometimes I just take time in silence. Like when I get up in the morning and the sun rises and I'm in there, I make my cup of coffee. And sometimes I just thank God for everything I got. Like everything that I have, my mom, my family. I always say, you know, I pray for my friends and family, you know, thank God for another day of life so we can make our wrongs right. So that's self-love to me, like taking time out and just pray and
pampering yourself.
Yeah. And that's peaceful for me.
Do you have any inspirations or anybody that, you know, that said this while I'm doing this or?
My mom is one. My dad is more so the creative one out of the two. Out of my parents, because he's like a dancing machine. He can sing. My mom is like artsy, but I get like the singing, dancing type of stuff. I get that from my father.
How old is your pop?
He's 72.
He was on Soul Train back in the day?
No, no. I mean, I doubt it, because if he was, he wouldn't not stop talking about it. But he do every bop contest. He won every bop contest when it comes to West Philly High School reunions. He got trophies and shit. Like, that's who he is. He's just like the character. And I think that's where I get it from. But it's more so like just making them proud and like so they can see me doing something productive. Like I got a lot, like a little sister, she watches everything I do. So it's just showing her like
being a 24-year-old.
She's 24.
One thing I like that you said, how you got your nurse, that you're a nurse.
Mm-hmm.
I love to see, I'm not like pro-black, but I love to see women of color strive for something more than just like laying up under a man.
Yeah, I mean,
like I love a woman that got her own.
Listen, my mom was a very good example of a strong woman, and my father, he's a good example as well. But it's just like when you see that within your family, like there's no nonsense, and like some people are strong enough to go beyond what they see in their household or become more than what they see in that. But some people repeat the cycle. And I'm always been a person to kind of observe things that's going on around me, whether it be my family, my friends, and people I was around growing up. Is like, yo, do I want that for me or do I not want that for me? Even with my family, do I want that or do I not want that? And you just make the conscious decision to be either better or you follow the same route. So everything in this life is a choice. You got a choice to make in anything you do, with your relationships, your career, your personal decisions for your life. Everything is a choice, and they can make or break you. Yeah. So you got to make them choices wisely.
So for a woman that got her own, right, when you dating, what do you expect out of a man?
Respect my space.
Mm-hmm.
Like, my space, like, I'm very much in so in love with my solitude sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just like I could be around you, be up on you, but then I require my own personal time. Like, I'm not.
Gotta recharge.
Yeah, I gotta recharge, reset, and.
Introvert.
Yeah. I'm an introvert, extrovert. I'm like both. Like, I can be out in a social setting and be the social butterfly.
That introvert mean you gotta. The part where you said you could be up under somebody, but then you gotta get low.
Like, yeah.
That's the introvert.
Yeah, that's the introvert. Yeah.
Gotta describe me.
I need you to have your own plan. Like, set aside like your own ambition, like of self. Like, what do you want to see for yourself? Like your career. Or like, I like when I see a man that has a job, like his 9 to 5 or how he makes his money, but also have something driven otherwise, like something that keeps you going. I like that. To me, there's nothing wrong with a 9 to 5 man. Nothing wrong with that.
Mm-hmm.
But the just coming, going and coming home and you have no other ambitions, that's just not somebody for me.
Right.
Like, I need you to want to do something other than that. Like, don't just be content with that. Now, for somebody else, I'm not going to say I look down on that, because for somebody else, that's a good join.
Yeah.
But for me, being as though I'm trying to do more other than just being a nurse. I don't want to be a nurse for the rest of my life.
But that's also like a strong woman.
Yeah.
Like, you need, because it could be men like that, but he could meet a woman that changes her perspective on life.
But that's, it depends. But sometimes, you know? Like, in the history of dating, like, I've had men that were creatives and they have a job, and then I have men that are just content with going to work, coming home, binge watching shows, like not doing nothing much. And it's just like, to me, that drives me crazy. Like, it's just like, yo, so where have you been?
The reason why I asked you that, because I had a debate with a friend of mine who was just a caveman. He just feels as though that a man just supposed to provide financially. I said, it's more than that. I said, what happened when you come across a woman that has a home, that don't need your money?
Right.
So
that's
what
the
else
thing.
Can you provide for?
And that's the thing. It's like, I don't need you to give me money.
Mm-hmm.
Not to say there's nothing wrong with you, but y'all never turn it down. Like, that's a disclaimer right there. But I have my own money. I work 2 jobs just because I like a certain amount of money. I don't have to work 2 jobs, but I just do. Yeah. I have no kids. I don't have much real responsibility, so why not? But I need emotional support. I need support. Like, I like to, for a man to be interested in what I'm doing, whether it be me with my poetry or any endeavor that I like to embark on. I want you to be just as interested in that as I am.
Right.
So that doesn't just come with financial support. You can give me money and you can tell me that you've never read none of my poems.
Mm.
I could care 2 shits about you because you don't support me. You're just there to give me a check. You're not invested in me. Financially, okay.
Just throwing money at you.
I have that already, so I really don't need that from you. So emotionally, are you emotionally invested in me? Do you really care? Do you know that if I don't do X, Y, and Z this morning that I was feeling away?
Right.
Did you pay attention to that? Or because I didn't call you right back, do you know that I might be caught up or that something may be wrong? Like, do you notice the small things?
Yeah. So what's like a...
Vice versa, men like that stuff too.
Yeah, I know that.
So what's like on a first date, what's like a no-no for you? Or is there like a standard for a first date with you?
First date, don't be on your phone. Come looking presentable. Talk, converse with me about all types of things. Like, I don't need to just talk about the shit that happens on the timeline.
Yeah.
Like, we can talk about, like, ranges. We can talk about ratchet shit, and we can talk about investments and art and stuff like that. Like, you got to be well-rammed in.
Is there a budget for your first date, or it don't matter?
Nah.
So we go to the park.
If I love you, if I love you, I'm tricking.
Oh,
if I love you, I'm tricking.
So are you paying for the first date?
I asked you on it.
He was right.
Like I said.
He was right. But yo, you got me in trouble. Right.
No.
He got me in trouble at the crib. Right. Go say. I don't know who got me in trouble. She gonna say, I said that I never had her
pay for a date.
Pay for a date. I'm like, no, I didn't say that. No, we was talking about the Dutch shit.
No, but look. The piggyback on what you were saying, what it was, that's what happened when you date a woman that got her own.
Yeah.
Or they don't mind paying. Or it, to them, is nothing. To a girl who don't got her own, you already know why she here. She here for the free food.
And that's what the chick had you stirred under?
Yeah.
Free food?
Yeah. And I was like, I think 20 or 21, she had me saved on the free food.
Wow.
Yeah.
No, if I ask you, if I'm dating, like say if I came across a guy that I like and we're conversing and I'm enjoying it and I want to see you, if I initiated that date, yeah, I'm responsible to pay for that date and vice versa. I've had a situation in my early 20s where a nigga asked me out and didn't get there and told me he had $25 to his name.
What?
Wow. Yo, my
How
sister.
Is that possible?
My sister just told me she went on a date, right?
Yeah.
She went on a date and boy tried to act like his card got declined.
No, boy was real blunt with me. He said
he knew that from the rep.
And he at the he told me where we were going. Like we talked about liking sushi, and he said, "All right." I said, "Well, I like sushi at what's that Hibachi down on Delaware or Columbus." I'm like, "It's a nice view. You know, you got a view of the water. You can go to the private side. You don't have to be at the Hibachi Grill. Good sushi. They make it fresh. Cool. We get there. Beautiful date. Check come. Check was like." $45 at the most, because we only had sushi and a drink. And he was like, I only got $25 to my name. I'm like, you are lying to me. Like, you're lying.
Did you bring money with you? Or
I always keep bread with me. Yeah. If I'm going out, I don't care if he's supposed to pay or not. I always got the bread ready.
So was that a red flag? You never spoke to him again?
That was dead. And he got a nerd to block me on social media. Like, that's dead.
You asked last episode about, what about, all right, I'm remembering now. What about the dating stage you don't like that men do?
I don't like the asking me what you doing 50 times a day. Like,
that's my shit.
Sometimes
I'm just interested in what you're doing.
I don't know.
Your life can be exciting.
Yeah, like he may be so into you that every minute, every second
you
want to do.
But that's going to come with an elaboration. Like if we're I can talk to somebody all day long via text.
What I'm saying
is like, say if we converse and the conversation ends, and then it's like 2 hours later. If I just told you I was at work at 7. And then you ask me at 9 o'clock, what you doing? I'm working.
All right.
But listen, men don't know how to say.
Yeah, men don't know how to start a conversation.
Well, then you're not for me, because you need to come correct. Like, you need to be confident in yourself.
That's what he's
like,
saying.
And that's another thing I don't like. Like, not to say
Some men just don't know how to start a conversation.
I'm not going
to
say I'm not anybody, but I'm not nobody like grandiose. I'm a regular woman. I'm a regular woman. I go to work every day. I'm regular. So if men sometimes when they have a pre-infatuation with you for whatever reason, they like treat you as if like you're like a celebrity, like they're uncomfortable.
Put the pussy on the pedestal.
They're uncomfortable with communicating with you.
I just was telling somebody that men gotta stop doing that.
Be comfortable. Like be yourself. Communicate, converse,
when men see something good.
Yeah, we be.
They ain't trying to let it go. Like, it's some pickings out here. I don't know how women live.
It is some pickings.
But it's some pickings out here for these, men trying to get women.
You don't have to not be yourself, because then it's a son about you. Like, be yourself. Like, you are, as men, if you are a good man, you are a prize as well. Like, don't just act like somebody could just walk all over you. You know what I'm saying? If a good woman is not going to want that. A good woman is not going to want somebody that's just acting
like what you doing.
I'm a prize.
Oh, come on, man. Don't get
me.
7-1 is worse for them. It's 7-1 for us.
Yeah, I'm about to say.
Gold, but you got more gold diggers, more like.
But men
gold
the ratio with you weed, seven men women to one man.
You weed them out. You weed them out with telling them you only got $25.
For sure. For sure.
I got this nickel. Where we go? Burger King.
Listen, but the crazy thing is, he was getting chicks. You know why?
They be the ones.
A lot of chicks don't even care about none of that.
Listen, yo, it's not that. What it is, I noticed. I mean, ain't gonna say no names, but I know somebody right close to me. Fraud about everything. And listen, we know fraud. As niggas, we know. But like chicks, they'll see it.
One of the reasons I don't like the gram no more.
And listen, chicks, because initially they'll like you because your image or whatever, and then you can tell them whatever. But then when that shit come out, oh man.
You know,
it's bad.
And that was the thing. Like, he was a guy popular on social media, handsome guy, popular on social media. You know, we had a little thing going on back in the day, little clothing line popping. I'm like, okay, nice, handsome guy. Let's go. We talking. I supported his event. We went out on a date. And to hear that from his mouth, I'm like, yo, all that shit means nothing to me now. Like, it didn't mean nothing before, but it means nothing for you because you just have a social media presence with no bread in your pocket. And you're
bread.
Content with that.
Them likes is his bread.
We could have did anything. We could have went on an ice cream date. As long as we were able to converse and talk. That was the point of the first date, is to be able to get to know each other.
They could have walked
and
around
you can tell he's not creative, because with that 25, he could have made that date seem like he was rich.
Exactly. Yeah. That's why I said
we
that.
With the love
to
part,
me, that was a bum move. So you came here knowing you had $25, knowing that this bill was going to be way more than $25.
Yeah, that's
and you
crazy.
You knew that either we was going to dine and dash or that I was paying the bill. So you it. As a man being okay with paying the bill like that on some tip like that, like, no, that was bum behavior.
He could even spend it like, yo, you want to do some exciting shit? Like when a job comes, like, we about to run out this job.
That shit scarred me for life. Like, I'll never forget that story. I'll never forget that. I'm telling my kids that.
That's crazy.
That was a bad joint.
I never even.
Yeah.
Damn it, man.
Hey, T, how much time we got?
Chubb, you want
to? No. Wait. We got to let Ra.
Oh, yeah. We can say that for tomorrow.
Yeah.
Freestyle.
Yeah.
No, she not freestyle.
Can we get some bars?
Y'all want?
No.
Hold on.
I just want to hear some. Y'all want to snap my fingers a little bit.
Y'all want to get the listeners the news?
About what?
Ra.
What's the news?
This our fifth podcaster.
Oh, she welcome you're hired.
Welcome to the podcast.
Welcome to one. Hold on. We need a female perspective.
Serious? What?
And no, before we get out of here, give them your socials and all that. Let them know where
you
they can
guys
find
you at. Can find me on Twitter. It's Ry to the Ann. It's at @ry_2th_ann. I'm on IG as I am Raya. IAMRYA. That's where I post my poetry. I'm getting in the swing of posting poetry videos, so just be looking out for more of those. And look out, hopefully, if Rona don't mess it up, we have a poetry show.
Any mixtapes coming out?
Yeah. Mix? I'm playing.
You missed out. Say the last part about your show.
Modern Day Studio, April 26th. That's a Sunday. Doors open at 6. Show starts at 7. Shout out to I Don't Care, Shakira Thornton. Poetry with passion. You can go on our link in my bio, link in Shakira's bio. You see the flyer, all the other poets, they had the link in their bio. You know, poets with passion, poetry show.
Up.
We can take our girls.
Hello. Yes, bring your
nice
ladies.
Date. Nice date.
Bring
put
your
up
ladies.
25. Yeah, I mean,
yeah,
listen.
The five.
A poetry night, that would have been the nice for the 25.
Yo, let's
stupid. He's
down with it. We all
good. No, he's not stupid, he's not creative.
Yeah.
We about to get up out of here, man. And we got a special surprise for y'all. We going to keep that on the tuck. But we holler at y'all when we holler at y'all.
Thanks for having me, guys. Appreciate it.
Oh, no doubt. This one of the good ones.
Yeah. All right. As always, have a good day on purpose.
We out of here.
Peace.
Oh, man.
That was a good job.
I forgot we was on the time schedule. That's why I'm trying to.